Hello, everyone, and welcome to the first 2023 CMPL podcast. I am Jamie, the head of communications and strategic planning here. And today I am joined by Amy, who is the head of adult services.
Hello, hello.
And Justine, who is in charge of all of our digital material.
Hello.
And that's what we're going to talk about today. So it's a very exciting day. I know that the first of the year, a lot of people get devices and they're all excited to use them. And we thought, what a great time to tell you all about all of the wonderful digital content that you can get for free. I don't know if any of you have gotten a new device over the holidays. Did either of you get anything new that you can use our CMPL digital downloads for?
No.
I personally did not, but I do have a really quick, funny holiday story. My brother got a new tablet over the holidays and kept talking about how he was excited to buy ebooks from Amazon. And I was just dying inside. I was like, you do know that your library will get these for you free. And he had no idea. And so I feel like we're so immersed in the library world that we're always like, of course I'm going to get that from the library. When in reality, a bunch of people might not know that they can get ebooks and e-audiobooks from us.
100%, Amy. And let me say that I also have a brother story when we get to what I'm going to talk about for our digital downloads. Maybe it's a brother thing. I don't know. But we're here to inform everyone, including all the brothers, that you can get a bunch of free stuff from the library. So we've got some things to talk about in terms of ebooks, e-magazines, e-audio, music, streaming, all that good stuff. Who wants to go first? Amy, do you want to go first? I know we've made some changes to our Overdrive collection.
I am. And maybe for our listeners, we should mention how we're going to divide this up. We offer services through Overdrive, Hoopla, and Freegal. So each of us is going to talk about one of those services, and I'm going to talk about Overdrive. And I guess you're right, Jamie. I should start with, we made a big change on December 1st, and I'm still not positive that all of our users understand it. So I appreciate this opportunity to explain it. Prior to December 1st, we were part of an Overdrive group with several other libraries in the Suburban Library Cooperative. We made the decision to go to a standalone collection, which basically means we want to provide all of the content for our resident patrons. And the reason we did that is we have better control over the content that is purchased, so we can curate specifically to our patrons, and we can try and get enough material so holds times aren't ridiculously out of control. And I'm super excited that in the short amount of time we've been a standalone collection, we've cut the wait for ebooks and e-audiobooks in Overdrive and Libby by more than half. So that's really exciting to me to start. But I'm going to get really basic here for our listeners. And just the first thing I think it's important for people to know is that Overdrive and Libby are the same thing. Libby is just what Overdrive named their app. And I don't know if you guys have encountered this with patrons, but it confuses a lot of people. But when we talk about Overdrive and we talk about Libby, Libby is simply the name of Overdrive's app.
And Amy, you know me, as the communicator at the library, I'm constantly saying, could we just call it Libby? Could we just call it Libby? But I believe it's the Kindle users have to use Overdrive still. Is that correct?
Well, and the computer users sitting on a PC, then you would also be using Overdrive as well. But they're essentially the same thing. Yes, yep. Yes. So we often write it as Overdrive / Libby. The things that you could get from Overdrive, Libby, are ebooks, e-audiobooks, and as of yesterday afternoon, e-magazines again. And so we're excited to return that service. We are definitely a popular materials library, so we try and have all of the bestsellers, all of the really popular authors in fiction, nonfiction, teen, and children's. You get 10 checkouts, and you can have 7 holds at a time. And so that's sort of the nitty-gritty of what Overdrive is and what you can get to it. Do you guys want to comment at all? I have some tips to share for users of Overdrive and Libby. But do you guys use Libby? Do you use Overdrive? What are you doing?
Yeah, I use a lot of Libby, and I would say the biggest tip I'd give is I don't know how other people feel about night mode, but I am a big night mode person.
Tell them what night
And
mode is, Justine.
yeah, so on actually Libby and Hoopla, so pretty much anything that has an e-reader at the library, you can switch the like reading interface to a different color. And night mode is essentially the page is black and the text is white. And so I like to read a lot in bed.
Right in
And yep,
the
exactly. So it's very nice to have, like, instead of, like bright white screen at night,
Yes.
to have the night mode instead. And there's different ones as well if you want to make it look more like a traditional book with the sepia tone, or like I know Hoopla has a mint tone. So
Absolutely.
yeah, so I would recommend that. And then also you can make it large type. Lots of settings.
Yes, and we should mention that the way to do this is if you are in an ebook, you can select the A icon, the letter A icon at the top, and you can change everything from font size to spacing to background. You can choose dyslexia-friendly fonts. There are lots of ways to customize your reading experience within Libby and Hoopla. Do you have an Overdrive tip, Jamie, or do you want me to jump in on some of my other ones?
I don't really have a tip per se, other than I have a problem sometimes getting notifications on my holds. And so to start, I will say I never thought I'd be an ebook reader, but Libby makes it so darn easy that I have converted basically to e-content at this point. So when you put something on hold, generally you get an email or a push notification on your device. I don't know if it's my device. I don't know if it's just me. Sometimes I don't get my push notification. So I would just always say if you are putting things on hold in Libby, maybe just pop in every once in a while just to make sure that your holds are getting to you. Outside of that, it is so easy to use, and they just let you know, here's your book, start reading. It returns automatically, which is great. You don't have to worry about a due date. And so I'm sure you probably have some tips on other things, Amy, that people can use.
Absolutely. Since you did talk about a due date, one of the absolute benefits of ebooks and e-audiobooks is you don't have to worry about returning it. It will return on its own. However, I think a lot of people don't realize that ebooks most often work just like physical books. So if I have one copy of an ebook for the library and Jamie checks it out, typically Justine cannot check it out at the same time. So if you do have a book that you finish and your return is early, you can manage your loan very easily within Overdrive Libby. You simply go to the book, click manage loan, and click return early. And then the next person waiting for the book gets it that much sooner. So I always tell people it's friendly and kind if you're finished with the book to return it earlier. The
And as a
other
tip on that, Amy, sorry, I'm just going to jump in.
Sure.
I don't even tend to go like right directly to it. As soon as I finish a book, I usually just get the more button at the top and then I let
Sure.
it open up and go to return immediately because I think, oh yeah, somebody probably wants this early because it's always such a treat when you get notified before you think you're going to get a book that it's
Absolutely.
available.
Absolutely. And speaking of that, I will say another good tip is that you can always find your place in the holds queue. So it can be disheartening to put a book on hold and not know when you're get it. If you go to your shelf in Overdrive Libby and select your holds, you will see exactly how long your estimated wait time is. And if you select your library card icon to the top to the right of the hold, it will tell you your place in line. So you'll look at a hold and you can see like, oh, I'm the fifth hold and the library owns seven copies and they've added two copies since I placed my hold. So that's just helpful information to have to sort of guess when the hold's going to come in. Overdrive will tell you, oh, we think you're going to get this in about 6 weeks. But as we train patrons to return things early as they finish with them, that could be shorter. And my last tip is going to be if you're an audiobook person, I absolutely am an audiobook person. You can adjust the play speed on those books. So I'll often start an audiobook and think, this is so slow. Why are they reading to me like I'm a 3-year-old learning vocabulary words? But I can double the rate that the narrator is reading, and it speeds it up quite a lot and it's still easy to understand. And so there's lots of other Libby tips and tricks that we have handouts for at the library if you're interested in learning more.
It's a great service. I think everybody should give it a go. I know Amy and Justine have done such a great job curating the collection. Like you said earlier, Amy, we're a popular materials library and all of the latest releases are there. And it's just so easy, especially if you're on the go and you can't get into the library.
Absolutely.
Just have to have a card, right?
Yeah, just do it from home. And I guess I do want to throw a quick plug, like, prior to COVID, Jamie, I think you were very much like, I'm not an ebook person. I like to have a book in my hands. And I still do too, like to have a book in my hands. But I would encourage everyone to give ebooks a try. I think you might find that you like having those in your hands too.
Yeah, 100%.
Justine, do you want to dive into Hoopla?
Yes. Okay. So basically, Hoopla is pretty similar to Libby in the sense that you can get books and audiobooks. However, there are some major differences. The biggest is that you can get movies, music, and TV shows. That's the third thing. And Libby and Hoopla have different models to check things out. Basically, with Libby, it's like how Amy was saying, you have the individual titles and we buy that individual title and then somebody else can't check it out. With Hoopla, we do have simultaneous uses. It's like, the reason we have that is because I kind of compare it to Netflix. The way that we pay for Hoopla makes it so that Hoopla functions like Netflix, where we don't get to choose what's in Hoopla's collection. We're basically just subscribing to something like a subscription service, and they give us a collection.
And really, during shutdown, that model kind of saved us because we were still able to have book clubs by choosing books that were on Hoopla because everyone could access them at the same time.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, or like, since we can't control what's going on with Hoopla's collection, sometimes we do luck out and get certain titles, like when Bridgerton was huge, they did have Bridgerton, and it really helped with the holds lines. We were like, yes, finally.
They were something. Also the first ones to get Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes on audio.
Yeah. So yeah, I would say that if you are ever waiting for anything on Libby, try and look on Hoopla too, to see if you can just get it right away. And then you can take yourself out of that Libby line and, you know, get something that you can listen to or read that day.
And Justine, I have to admit, as somebody who's more of a novice in the e-world of digital content, I've only been using it for about 2 years. I always forget that. I always think like, oh, I'm going to just go on hold in Libby. But then recently I popped over to Hoopla and I thought, oh my gosh, it's in Hoopla. How silly. Why didn't I look here too? So it's a good tip to just check in case you're on like a really long holds list, just to check it out and see if Hoopla might have it, because then you can get it immediately.
Mm-hmm. It's probably important to note too that we try to not duplicate all of the content and have it in two places, but because we don't curate the Hoopla content, it's inevitable that there will be some crossover.
Yep. It's one of the reasons, if you've ever noticed this, we don't have a lot of comic books in Libby. It's because Hoopla has a very robust comic book collection.
Yes.
So it kind of negates the whole idea of buying anything in Libby at that point when you're like, oh, it's all going to be on Hoopla anyway. So
absolutely.
I've also heard, Justine, and correct me if I'm wrong, that Hoopla has quite the robust e-audio collection. And I've heard recently from patrons that they really enjoy the amount of e-audio available in Hoopla.
Yes. That's another one. A lot of people feel like our e-audio on Hoopla is more robust than Libby, which is interesting. We had a program last week and people were saying that about Hoopla's e-audio collection. And I was like, oh, okay.
And to be frank, it's probably true because we're buying individual titles on Overdrive. And to be frank, e-audiobooks are the most expensive thing we can purchase. Mm-hmm. So it would make sense that there would be more on Hoopla because we're not buying them individually.
Yep. The other thing I wanted to mention real quick about Hoopla is keep in mind, there is a limit to how many things you can check out a month. So at the CMPL, we do 7 checkouts per month. You can make it stretch a bit if you do binge passes. So for example, you can unlock, I think it's like over 500 magazines or something in a single binge pass, or there's also a binge pass for the great courses, which I know we have a few on Libby, but I know that people have used the ones on Hoopla. So keep that in mind as well. And it does depend on library. So I don't know if any non-CMPL users are here, but I know, like, for example, my husband has a Harrison card and he only gets 5 checkouts per month on Hoopla. So really depends. Definitely keep that in mind when you're trying to stretch your stuff. The biggest issue I would say that comes up with the checkout limit is TV shows, because the checkouts count by episode and not by TV show. So yeah, try and watch a TV show at the end of the month so then you can get the 7 and 7 right away.
Get that whole first season in.
Absolutely. Good tip.
Well, yeah, I would say that's pretty much everything I have about Hoopla. What about you ladies?
I would just encourage people, it's really the only resource we offer digitally for people to get things like movies and TV shows. And I'll use the phrase out of the box. I'm always surprised by what Hoopla has in those areas. And it's things that, sometimes it's things I didn't even know I wanted to watch until I watch it.
Mm-hmm. And they also offer music as well, which is which is a nice feature. So it's got a little bit more. I'm going to note that as I roll into if we're moving on from Hoopla. Sure. My topic is called Freegal, and that is strictly music, though you can get music from Hoopla. We do have a service called Freegal, and it's the music download and streaming service offered by the Clinton Macomb Public Library, which is pretty cool. There are tens of thousands of artists. There's over 15 million songs. The specific number changes all the time because they're always adding, you know, artists, songs. There's music videos. Does anybody remember those like I do? Video release date. If you really want to watch a music video, they do have those. The great thing about Freegal is it's 5 downloads per week. And here's the thing about the downloads from Freegal. They're yours to keep forever. They never return. So it's essentially a free song.
It's just like iTunes, except you're not paying money.
100%.
And it's legal.
Yes, exactly. And that's a good note, Amy. Legal. So it's Freegal. So it's like it's legal and it's free. So that's what their sort of shtick is. There's also no DRM on the music. So for anybody who's familiar with that, it basically just means you can play it on any type of player. You don't need like an iPod or is Zune still a thing? I don't know. You don't need a specific device. And to date me even farther with the music video comment, you can even burn songs to a CD if you want.
Yes.
So if you want to make that ultimate mix list for your friends, you can do that. And then just a quick note on the videos. If you are thinking, oh my gosh, I really just need to see the Material Girl video again, it will cost you 2 downloads a week instead of just 1. And then the downloads reset every Monday at midnight. And Freegal does this really helpful thing where they email me anyway once a week. And they're like, hey, your downloads are expiring. Don't forget, come get your free music. So it's a really great way to, if you're a collector, I consider myself a collector. I like to quote unquote own my music. So I'm still that person who's like downloading from iTunes, but I'm also downloading from Freegal because it just easily pops into my iTunes account. The other great thing about Freegal is they introduced, it was around the COVID time, they introduced streaming. So for everybody who's got that Spotify account or Apple Music, you can actually get 5 free hours of streaming per day from Freegal. Mm-hmm. You can make playlists, and the streaming counter resets every day at midnight. So if you want to like shave a little bit off your monthly budget, give Freegal a try. See if it's got, like I said, 15 million songs. You can make your own curated playlist, and then, you know, you're working out, you're at work, give it a go. 5 hours per day is quite a lot for streaming. So There's also an option called Wishlist, which is new, and that allows users to save songs or videos. If you're low on downloads for the week or streaming for the day, you can kind of just pop it in your wish list, and then it's there for you the next day or the next week, depending on what you're trying to do. And in addition to all of this, Freegle also has an app in the Google Play Store, the Apple Store, and the Kindle Fire Store. So the best thing about Freegle for me is just there's popular artists. Some of the more popular artists that are available on Freegle are Paul McCartney, Adele, Billie Eilish, Prince is on there.
Yeah, it's the entire Sony Music catalog.
Yeah, David Bowie, SZA, Doja Cat, yeah. You know, so they've got like popular, they've got classic. They even have the soundtrack to the Netflix show Wednesday, which I know is very popular.
I loved Wednesday as a side note, but okay.
So you can get the soundtrack, Amy, just pop it on Freegle. And so I did just want to note, I did tease that I was going to tell a story about my brother. So over COVID, we had sort of, you know, we closed down, we weren't available, and we switched up our newsletter a bit. We mailed it to households and we highlighted all of our digital material. And Freegle was obviously one of the ones highlighted. And I have worked at the library for almost 20 years. And I have kept telling my brother, you should get a card. You live here, get a card. He never did. And then over COVID, when nothing was happening, he decided to read the newsletter. And he was like, man, I've been using Freegle like all the time. I got to make sure I get my 5 free downloads per week. And Freegle is like his favorite thing that we offer now. And I'm like, yeah, I've been telling you this for like 20 years, but apparently it took a pandemic to get him to use Freegle.
Silver linings, Jamie.
Right. He's taking advantage though. So he's like on the weekly Freegle train. He is probably not getting a reminder email from Freegle saying, don't forget to download, because I think he downloads 5 a week.
I also will put a plug in for Freegle. When my 9-year-old wants a song that I don't want to pay for, we often find it on Freegle, and then both of us are very happy. so that's another option for people out there.
Nice. And so I did want to, those are the big three basically that we have for digital downloads, but I also kind of wanted to make a plug for winter reading, which starts on January 13th.
Tomorrow.
There are, we're doing bingo this year.
Yes.
Which is pretty exciting. We haven't done bingo for a while and we're bringing it back. And so reading is great for winter reading, but there's also some things that you can do to earn a square, if you will. And, you know, downloading a song on Freegle is one of them, using a digital download service. So this is a great way to sort of dip your toe, if you've not done digital downloads before, into that water, get some credit for it on winter reading.
Interesting. Yeah. I also want to plug the prizes. If it's a kid or teen who finishes winter reading, they get a free book that they get to choose. And the adults get a tote bag, which, not to toot our own horn, are pretty cute. So
I feel like staff has not been as excited for a winter or summer reading prize for a while.
In a long time, yeah. Right? I put out staunch rule that you have to do some winter reading, even if you're staffed, to get the tote bag. Like, they're locked in my office.
Under lock and key. It's like the Oscar envelopes. Like, right. We don't tell anybody.
Right.
Justine, have you seen the tote bags?
I have, and I'm planning on participating because I really want one.
Well, and we don't have bags at the library. And so sometimes people are looking for a bag. So it's the perfect bag to keep in your car for the library.
And it's a great way to get a free one, right? I mean, we've got staff members who aren't necessarily people who participate in the reading initiatives. And they're like, no, I'm super doing it this time because I want that bag.
Yeah. Not to toot our own horns. And I think we should probably also do a quick plug for Renew Your Reading, which is an adult reading program that we started last year. And it lasts all calendar year long. And Justine, you talk about it so much better than I do. So why don't you give them a quick rundown of what that is?
Yes. So I don't have the prompts pulled up, but I will try to summarize as best as possible. Basically, Renew Your Reading is like, if you've ever had a child who's done one of our children's challenges, like the first or second grade challenges, it's pretty much like that, except aimed toward adults. And in it, we have 8 prompts. You only have to do 6 of them. And each of them challenges you kind of like the bingo squares where it is telling you to do a specific thing. So for example, one of the prompts this year is read a book by a Michigan author. And so once you do that, you click on it, you get the prompt done. And this is all in Beanstack as well. And so then once you complete six, you have the ability to go to one of our desks at Main, North, or South, pick up a button, and they will put you into a drawing at the end of the year for big prize. Last year, our big prize was the Night on the Town Box. I believe that was what it was called. And it included like gift cards to MJR.
I'm gonna stop you just because we took the easier route at the end. We did give the gift. The prize was a night on the town, but we did one large gift card so people could spend it in any way that they wanted to.
Ooh, yeah, I kind of like that better. So yeah, right. So it's gonna be stuff like that. We have not decided what it's gonna be next year because that is something for January 2024, guys. So give us some time. But yeah, there will be a drawing at the end of the year and, you know, this prize will be available. So there is also not anything if you get all eight prompts done. That's just kind of something for bragging rights. So keep that in mind. You don't have to do all eight, but you can.
It's also worth noting that we take the difficulty out for you. If you're sitting here thinking, well, I don't know a Michigan author, we have a brochure with lists for every category. So you can easily find books to do for New Year.
Yep. And then one other thing I want to point out is one of the points, because this is another plug. So one of the prompts is read the 1-2-3 book for adults. This year it is going to be, oh my gosh, it's something by Hope Jaron.
The Story of More.
The Story of More.
Yes. Our 1-2-3 initiative this year is about climate change. And the book that we have chosen for adults is The Story of More. How we got to climate change and how we can get out of it by Hope Jaron. Do not quote me on that.
I think we probably just butchered the subtitle.
Yes.
but it's a nonfiction book that reads like fiction. It's a quick, easy read, very informative, and should spark some good discussion.
And I'm going to jump in here and just plug that last year, the 1-2-3 book was part of Renew Your Reading. And the 1-2-3 book for adults was called Maybe You Should Talk to Someone. And it was our number one circulated adult title last year. So,
and we should stress that nonfiction is never the number one circulated adult title this year. And it was the top of the list.
Yes. And I was just telling Justine yesterday, I read it. A little bit late. It was the last book of 2022 that I read. It was such a good book. And from what I can hear from the librarians talking about The Story of More, it's the same type of deal. Yeah. It's a very engaging book. Interesting. You kind of want to stick with it and, you know, not like a downer, uplifting. And so hopefully
there's hope.
Check it
there's
out.
There's hope at the
exactly,
end. Yeah,
exactly.
So. All right, we have rambled on for 32 minutes, Jamie.
We have. And so just check out the digital stuff. Check out the reading challenges we have. It's a new year, new you, new reading habits. So check it all out. Visit our website. You can get all the detailed information at cmpl.org/digital-downloads, or just hit cmpl.org and look for the digital downloads tab on the website.
And one last quick thing.
Yes.
If you are struggling in any way with digital content, you can walk into any CMPL location and ask any librarian at a desk for help, and they're happy to do it.
Yes. And I love that you plug that, Amy. Come to the desk. The librarians would love to chat with you, even if you're like, I know how to use my Libby app. I just don't know what to read. Like, they
we'll have, we'll have at least 100 suggestions for you.
Exactly. So we hope to see you at the library, or if we don't see you, we hope to see you checking out material on one of our digital downloads that we offer. So next month, we'll have a whole new crew here, a whole new topic, but happy 2023, everybody, and have fun reading.